But what is the clever argument of the skeptics? Rather, I should say, their extremely nonsensical one. How can the body, once mixed with the earth and turned into earth, and then again relocated elsewhere, how, they ask, can it resurrect? This may seem impossible to you, but not to the ever-vigilant eye, for everything is clear to him. You may not see any difference in that chaos, but he knows them all. You don't even know the heart of your neighbor or the things in it, but he knows everything. So if because you don't understand how God resurrects people, you don't believe that he does, will you also deny that he knows what's in your mind? For that too isn't evidently seen, even though the body is observable matter, even when it dissolves. But those thoughts are invisible. So then, won't he who assuredly knows the invisible things be able to see the visible things and effortlessly distinguish the scattered parts of the body? Everyone should understand this, I presume.